Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for a 6:05 start between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, joined alongside by Christian Mejias and Brent Diaz, who will be helping out as the translator today. Christian, muchas gracias por el tiempo, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
First year in AA, and it's your first year as a full-time starting pitcher. How much have you enjoyed both of those things this year?
Bueno, este año como abridor me siento súper contento porque he tenido la experiencia de mejorar cada día y ser mejor cada día, y de verdad que este ha sido un año súper excelente para mí, a pesar de que he tenido alta y baja, pero siempre me he mantenido trabajando.
He said that he's very content with this year. It's been a lot of things that he's learned, a lot of experience that he's gained. And he said that, you know, it hasn't always gone perfect, but he continues to work, and it's been really good in that regard.
What's the biggest thing you've learned this year in your first year as a really full-time starting pitcher and a member of the Shuckers rotation?
La cosa más grande que yo he aprendido este año es mantenerme enfocado en hacer las cosas cuando ya yo no pueda manejar el control ya dentro del terreno, y mantenerme ejecutando mi picheo cada día que tengo una de las salidas.
He said the biggest thing for him has been like just understanding that he's not going to be able to control everything and staying within things that he can control. That's been his focus. And the other thing is just, you know, continuing to work on his pitches. Work on his pitches and work on his game every day.
The biggest thing for you is you've struck out a ton of people this year, and you've thrown a ton of innings this year. Over 90 innings on the hill and 99 strikeouts this year, both of those career highs. What's been the key to all the strikeouts here in 2023?
¿Qué me ha ayudado en eso? Me ha ayudado mucho el trabajo fuera del terreno. He tenido, como he dicho, he tenido mejor año, más ponches este año, haciendo mi trabajo súper bien, y de verdad que ha sido súper súper bien la experiencia de este año, y seguiremos dando lo mejor cada día.
He credits a lot of his career high in innings and his punch outs to his work that's been done off the field, you know, in the off season and stuff. And the other thing is, again, just the experience. Being able to throw so many innings has really helped him, and it's really helped him find himself as a pitcher.
As a starter, what's the biggest difference in the mindset going into a start versus being a reliever and coming in for an appearance?
La diferencia de ser abridor a ser relevo, de que el abridor siempre lleva su juego desde el principio y siempre se enfoca en ejecutar para ganar juego y dar lo mejor para el equipo, ¿me entiendes?
He said as a starter, you know, his biggest thing is that you're starting from the beginning, right? So you want to go out there and you want to give a chance for your team to win. So being able to go out there and execute for multiple innings and give your team a chance to win, especially in the bullpen, that's his biggest focus as a starter.
You're also a guy who throws just about every single pitch under the sun. How do you learn to throw that many different pitches and use them all effectively?
Ejecutando, siempre en el throwing program, siempre trabajando el día a día cada picheo que he tenido mejorar en el bullpen, trabajado mi localización siempre, y por eso es que he tenido mis picheos como de verdad he querido tenerlo, y seguiremos mejorándolo.
He credits a lot of it to just work, you know, and trying to execute his pitches. A lot of it is just his work ethic and what he's focusing on in the bullpen and just trying to consistently execute pitches. And, you know, he's not satisfied where he's at. He wants to continue to develop his pitches and get better.
There are so many pitches you throw. Which one's your favorite?
¿Qué es tu picheo favorito?
Mi picheo favorito, el core to simp.
Cutter and two simp.
There we go. That's always the way to do it. First year here in AA, it's also your first year here in the Brewers organization. What's been your favorite part about being in AA for the first time?
Mi cosa favorita de AA que hay mucha competencia con los otros equipos, y de verdad que eso me ayuda a seguir mejorándome cada día, y eso es lo que me gusta de ejecutar, hacer mis cosas cada día, porque como le digo, hay que trabajar porque hay mucha competencia.
He said the competition has been really good for him in AA and in the sense of enhancing his game. It's really made him have to focus and work really hard every single day. And again, he credits the level of competition to really helping, forcing him to, you know, to continue to work and develop his game.
Y una de las cosas que también me ha gustado, que he jugado con peloteros ahora con mucha experiencia, que nunca pensé como te digo, enfrentarlo.
He said, and another thing he credits to is just playing with guys that have a lot of experience as well, and just like, you know, things that he wouldn't really necessarily be thinking of, those guys with experience have really kind of poured into him and helped him out in that regard.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from those guys?
Que tienen esa experiencia, que sí. el enfoque de trabajar, las ganas de trabajar cada día y mantenerse ahí buscando su mayor, como le digo, su mayor punto de ser el mejor, ¿sabes? ¿Me entiendes? Mantenerse trabajando día a día y ser el mejor.
Just essentially just continue to work every day. You know, you can't take a day off. It's a relentless season, and just to focus on those things and be relentless in your work ethic and in your preparation of what you need to work on and continue to develop.
Christian, muchas gracias y buena suerte en la temporada.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.